Very special show today, and we're going to get right into it. Over the years, I've spoken to a lot of celebrities at various times in my career, and we've had fun with it. Celebrities very often on the radio represent different causes, talk about different diseases, usually when they're involved or a loved one is involved in their families. So they kind of take their time and they try to promote these things. So we have conversation about it. So on this program, you will meet many celebrities who have a cause or a concern that they wish to discuss. There are a lot of them, so this is a two-part situation. The first part you're going to hear today, the second part you'll hear in the near future. The celebrities will be one after the other. Here we go. You ready? Celebrities with causes. That's today's show.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. It's such a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes. Hey, where are you today? What part of the country?
I'm in Los Angeles, bright and early.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for that, first of all.
No, it's great. It's so amazing. It's like the whole, you know, the whole city is sleeping.
Yeah, I know. Hey, let me ask you, was there somebody in your family that was very concerned about community things? And I mean, how did you become an activist in your lifetime?
You know, from the time I was really young, my mom had always taught us to give back, and it was something I've done since I was, you know, 5, 6 years old. She would encourage us to get involved with community charities, to feed the homeless, to give to kids in need. And it was just always a part of our lives. And as a mom, I always wanted to make it a part of my children's lives and also to lead by example. And so this, you know, I am so proud to be here today with American Red Cross and with the Next Care Give campaign, and to be a part of this, because it really is a way for me to teach my kids about ways that their mom can give back and that their family can. And my girls are always doing bake sales and their things to give to local charities. And it just it incorporates it from such an early age, that that sharing and that community and that giving back.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost in your, excuse the expression, blood.
It really is. Yeah. No, it's true. You're 100%
well,
right.
Of course, I always am. That's why I have a talk show. And this is awareness for giving blood. And a lot of people might say, I don't have that much blood to give. How does that work? I mean, it's a safe thing to do. Are people tested first to make sure that it's good for them or okay for them to do that?
Yes. And every 56 days, we're remanifesting those blood cells. So, you know, every few months, it is okay. And obviously, you know, you can get tested by, you know, you can get tested and make sure that you feel confident to do it. But ultimately, you know, during the summer months when people are on vacation with their families, the need is so important. And World Blood Donor Day, is Friday, June 14th.
Okay.
And when you think about it, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs a blood transfusion.
That's for sure.
And 44,000 blood donations are needed each day. And I know that with my family, I've had family members that have needed blood transfusions. And so often we don't think that something can happen to us. And, you know, and so often it does happen to somebody that we love. And so just thinking about all the people that are in need, and if you are feeling healthy and you feel strong, which I am the biggest baby when it comes to needles and when it comes to, yes, so if I can do it, anyone can do it. Truly, I am a total baby. And, but this is something that's really important to me to raise awareness around. I mean, there's such a huge need. Another thing that's so needed is platelets are especially in need right now. And especially, they're used in cancer patients and premature babies. And platelets only last for 5 days. And so there's such a huge need. And so to contact the American Red Cross, to go to nextcaregive.com to find out more is so important. And so I'm really trying to encourage other moms and dads and family and grandpas and grandmas and people that don't have kids, you know. But just as a mom, it's just incredibly important to me because I know how it would feel if it was.
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen for you to imagine what it would be like to have that immediate need that you don't expect. You know, let me say something nice about you for just a second, so sit down.
Okay, I'm sitting.
Okay. You know, there are a lot of celebrities and actresses and actors, which are the same thing, and they go through their public life and they just do their thing and they make money and all that. But then there are those that understand the responsibility that when there's a connection with the general public, that they can use that as a platform for good and as a role model so that others can pretty much be the same, because people like to emulate their celebrities. And I've got to say, you have really spent your career on a good path and then becoming a large community activist in the sense that you make people aware of things for the betterment of themselves and the family. I kind of take my hat off to you because not many people really take advantage of that situation.
Oh, thank you so much. You have no idea how touched I am by that, truly and genuinely from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. And, you know, it brings me back to, like, when I was a little girl and I begged my mom to get into acting. And, you know, she always said, like, you know, it's great to be able to do something that you love so much, but it's even better when you can actually change lives and
make
a difference. And so I really try, you know, my girls, you know, they want to be rock stars. And I'm like, okay, but why? and I say, well, you know, if you really want to do something, you know, like that in your life, like do it not just because it's what you love to do, which obviously you want to do something you love to do, but also because you can make a difference. You know, don't want to be famous for the sake of being famous, you know, like if there's something you can do to change the world and you look at that as a forum and that's really the way that we were raised, is that we were given this incredible opportunity. And so how do you really use that opportunity for good? And so thank you so much. And we all make our mark, and we all are.
We all do in our way, even on our communities and on different levels. But I think it's a responsibility of someone in performance to give back to the public for getting them to where they are. It's because of the public.
100%.
Very good.
I agree a million percent.
All right. How about a trillion?
A trillion percent.
All right.
A trillion.
I thought you would go there. Now, is there a website or someplace we can go for more information about giving blood and about Next
Absolutely.
Care as well?
You can go to nextcaregive.com to find out more.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
What do you have in the future going on performance-wise?
So excited. I have a really fun book coming out in October all around party planning for the kids, but in a very affordable way. So crafts and DIY and really fun themes for our little ones. And my site, moonfry.com, which is a community of moms and DIY and crafting and just so much fun. And then an app that's launching this summer, and very excited about that. And it's been amazing. I mean, everything is just, it's been an incredible few years, and most importantly, my most important role, of course, is mom right. and wife. So
excellent. Hey, it's fun speaking to you, and I hope we can do it again.
I appreciate it. It was such a pleasure speaking with you. You were so kind.
Thanks, Soleil. Have a good time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, let's say hello to Lonnie Anderson. Good morning, Lonnie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You have a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you. We're starting off real well. That's good. It's a good thing. Mark Chiappetta is with me. He's a private investigator. He's co-hosting the show today.
Hi, Lonnie. How are you? Big fan.
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Are you calling from Los Angeles?
We are. We're in Los Angeles.
I always thought so. Now, we're talking about COPD. And tell everybody exactly what that is.
Okay, I'm here with Dr. Doherty, and he can really explain that
okay.
to you.
All right.
How are you all doing?
We're doing great.
COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and it encompasses both chronic bronchitis and emphysema. And the characteristics in the patients is that they have this chronic cough. They bring up out of their lungs this mucus or phlegm that can be clear or colored on a if they're having a flare or a bad day. They tend to have chest tightness or wheezing. But most important to them, when they're doing their activities on a day-to-day basis, be it mild or moderate exertion, they get short of breath. And this raises anxiety. It can make them more inactive, depression, less activity. That the idea is that we make this diagnosis earlier. We intervene with medicines that can open up their airways, have them breathe better, and we can minimize some of these symptoms and maximize what lung function they have left.
Okay. Do you use a cough assist?
You can use the cough assist. There's several devices that can help bring the sputum or the phlegm up. Mm-hmm. But some of these medications that you see patients take with a puffer or with a nebulizer can actually help to mobilize the secretions as well.
Okay. Lonnie, what is your connection to this?
My parents both had COPD. They were smokers from the time they were in their early teens. Mm-hmm. And when it was so glamorous, and my dad was like a four-pack-a-day smoker, and ooh. He already developed chronic bronchitis in his early 30s. And both of them died before they were 60. I was their caregiver, and so I didn't have any of the tools that we have available now on our website, which is copdtogether.com. And this website really just helps you to have the right attitude, the right tools, the right information. It gives you a diary to keep of what's going on with your loved one and really beneficial pamphlet to help understand COPD. So it's just wonderful. I wish I had had it when I was being a caregiver for my parents.
Now, does the environment make a difference as well? Obviously,
that was my question. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be my question. Don't argue with me when I'm asking questions. obviously, smoking can cause those obstructions and those problems, but does environment also cause that if you live in a dirty, sooty city? I mean, is that part
absolutely.
Of it?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, tobacco, smoking yourself or secondhand smoke is 90% the cause of COPD. Other genetic things like alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency, but pollution, environmental pollution that's called biomass fuels can also cause the disease, and it also aggravates your underlying COPD. So you hit the nail on the head that the environment can often cause these flares or worsenings of the COPD, and we need to, if it's practical, have the patients avoid those bad days environmentally with the high air pollution.
Right. And I'm an environmentalist, and unfortunately there's fossil fuel power plants all over the place and wind blowing that all over, and it complicates matters. It kind of annoys me.
It absolutely can aggravate it.
Yeah. Sorry, give me the website again, please.
COPDtogether.com.
Okay.
I'm on it right now.
Are you?
Okay, good.
I am.
Good.
Yeah, okay. The wonders of an iPhone.
You know, when you're faced with something like this, either as a caregiver or actually have the affliction yourself, What really makes a difference is that you feel that you're alone. You're the only one that has it. What do I do? Why me? And somehow, psychologically, when you know that there's a whole community of people that are going through the same thing that you are, that it becomes more culpable, but at the same time gives you a brighter picture as well.
It does, because people a lot of times are embarrassed to even admit that they're having these symptoms. Yeah. And they feel like my dad used to apologize to me all the time for having me help him.
Correct.
And so, yes, it is wonderful to have the support of this caregiver organization and then other family members. You know, you have to reach out to your other loved ones and say, I need help too, because maybe I just need a minute to, you know, go cry in the closet, and then you take my loved one to the doctor. And so you shouldn't be embarrassed to reach out.
Yeah.
And you're correct. There are programs like Pulmonary Rehabilitation or Better Breathers Clubs where the people get together and understand they're not alone, and they learn how to, I never say the word exercise with patients, but to do their activities, to exert themselves, now knowing that they slowly decreased their exertion to avoid shortness of breath. Now that they're properly treated, they can slowly increase their activity and take care of the anxiety and the depression. The survey that caring.com did talked to 500 COPD caregivers, and for me as a physician, it was very interesting that a third of them said, I really experience stress when I take my loved one to the doctor.
Sure.
So again, this diary allows them in the privacy of their home and taking care of their loved one to get their questions and the symptoms together and feel, you know, less anxious about the whole ordeal of going to the doctor's office.
And being prepared for an emergency.
Right.
Yeah.
So it says 75% of people that are diagnosed with COPD are generally cigarette smokers. What about the other 25%? Now, I'm an asthmatic. Is this something that I could face down the road as I get older?
Well, asthma can develop into a chronic obstruction. Some asthmatics smoke. And when they develop the COPD, we also concentrate on the COPD.
Right.
Part of that 20% certainly is the environmental exposures we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it briefly. There's a genetic abnormality of alpha-1 antitrypsin where the lung is not as protected from these environmental and tobacco-related damage that these people are more prone to get COPD.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, it is a wow.
It's tough. And, you know, I'm a caregiver to two boys that have muscular dystrophy, so we're constantly at the pulmonary doctors. So
you know to take care of yourself, because that's what you need to do to take care of someone else.
Oh, my word. It's often tough, not to, you know, cross over, but, you know, when you have to actually deal, and you dealt with this with your parents, Lonnie, when you have to, you know, be there to take care of them, but then when you're also at the same time dealing with the effects it has on you emotionally, it can be a tough balance.
It is, and it's so wonderful to have the support of a website that, as I said, I so wished I had been able to go to.
Right.
And it's not easy, but I encourage them to have a friend come over maybe for a little bit, go out to see a movie, go out to dinner with your significant other, and just get away from the situation. You'll come back more rested and more enthused and have more energy for your loved one.
Be able to be that cheerleader.
Absolutely.
Right. Excellent. Well, just to change the subject before we part company, Lonnie, I have a lot of fans here on the station. What are you doing these days?
Oh, thank you.
Well,
you know, I'm always looking for something as funny as WKRP. Yeah. Pretty hard to come by.
Yeah.
So, but I'm always looking.
You looking for a husband?
No, I have a husband.
Oh, bummer.
Lonnie, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, hey, I'm in the market again.
It's all right. I'm so flattered.
Thank you.
But I have lovely children and grandchildren now, by the way.
Wow.
I know, and so they all keep you pretty busy.
Okay.
Great.
Let's mention that website one more time.
That's copdtogether.com.
Dr. Lonnie.
I'm Dr. Lonnie.
Thank you for your time. It's been fun.
Thanks
for the information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. How's it going, guys?
How you doing today? What part of the country are you in today?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
So thanks for being with us. Pleasure to speak to you. You're our favorite here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, you know, and I got some questions for you about that. But let's get down to it. Why are you representing an educational campaign? And why are you involved in that?
Yeah, you know, the Sounds of Pertussis campaign is a national education campaign for March of Dimes and Santa Fe Pasteur to help raise awareness about the potential dangers of pertussis, also known as whooping cough, and the importance of the adult tetanus, diphtheria, and cellular pertussis vaccination. I know that's a big fancy word. Basically,
right.
A Tdap vaccination. And, you know, as a parent to two young children, I just recognize the importance of fully protecting our children, especially when they were born. And we did not have this Tdap booster as parents when our daughter was born, and we realized later that it's highly contagious, and we could have been putting her at risk. And so we made sure that after she was born, we got the booster to make sure when our son was born that not only was he fully protected, but we were fully protected.
Right.
And it's just, you know, it's more of a comforting thing to know this, as well as family members making sure that they're vaccinated, because, you know, 80% of the time this disease is being transmitted to the child through family members like parents and grandparents and caregivers.
So what you're saying, that everybody should be inoculated for this?
Certainly your family members who are, you know, what happens is after about 10 years old, that vaccination that you had as a child has started to wane.
Okay.
And so if you're going to be in close proximity to a young infant who's not fully immunized, then it's very important, because a lot of times as adults, we may have whooping cough or pertussis, and it might not be dangerous to us. It might just be a severe cold or cough.
Right, but the children can catch it.
But the children can catch it. It's highly contagious, and it can be very dangerous.
Is that required in school systems and kindergartens and nursery schools?
I like to go off of what the CDC recommends, and in school systems, yes, that is what they are asking for. And we're not talking about the children's vaccination. We're talking about the adult vaccination, which is not a part of the school systems. You know, it's really about you as a parent making and grandparent making this choice.
Okay.
And the doctors, you know, when you talk to your doctor, they certainly recommend it.
Okay, so we should go to our, next time we see our doctors, we should discuss this certain topic and see where we go.
Absolutely.
With it.
Yeah, okay. The best thing to do is talk to your healthcare provider or doctor. Go to soundsofpertussis.com, and it's a great website full of information and videos and everything else about how you can help not just protect a child that you're going to be near, but help to prevent the spread of this, because there has been a major outbreak in the United States in the last several years.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. Is this something that is new? As you say, when your first child was born, this wasn't available, or something that you didn't know about?
You know what? It's just something that I didn't know about.
Okay.
It's been out for a while, but the numbers are what are alarming. You know, these numbers are largest that has been seen and reported in the past 50 years. So there is something that's bringing it back on the rise, and it's something that now I think we're just more better educated, more aware of.
Right.
Maybe it's been around, we just didn't know what was causing
it. Good. Well, that's the idea of this, is spreading the word so that people are aware of everything and they
can
take action on it. Okay, let me ask you a few NASCAR things if I can.
Okay.
Comes with the deal, Jeff. All right, now here's a curiosity. Obviously, you're a great driver. I mean, that's proven. But sometimes the car is you're not given a car that you can win with, and yet your other teammates, one in particular, like Mr. Johnson, always seems to have the perfect car with the same owner. Is information swapped between the teams? You would figure that, you know, if Jimmy Johnson can have such a record, you can be provided with a better car. Or am I wrong in even assuming that?
Well, I mean, it's understandable to you know, think that way and assume that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, we have all the resources there.
Right.
But every driver drives a little bit different. Every team, engineers set the cars up slightly different. The information is there. It's what you make of it. And you got to give a lot of credit to Jimmy, to Chad Knauss's crew chief, their engineers, and the whole team. I mean, they're a really great team. And I think that, you know, it's all in the details. And sometimes those details, while they might be small, can make a big difference. And I really challenges our ourselves to the 24 team to make those improvements, to go out there and be at the top of our game like Jimmy and, and the 48 team have been.
I remember the last race you won not long ago, something that you had said in the post-interview that really hit home. They said, well, are things good for you, Jeff? And you said, I just won this race. My home life is like as best as it can be. The kids are great. How much better can things be? And you seemed like you really meant that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm certainly one that believes in balance in life, and, and you know, that racing has taught me a lot about just life in general. And so, you know, I don't, nobody's life is perfect, and I have my days like there at Martinsville where we won the race, and, you know, things couldn't have been much more perfect than that day. But at the same time, you know, we didn't win the championship.
Right.
And so, you know, I count my blessings every day to have the family, the friends, and the opportunity to go out and race and compete at the high level that I do, that, you know, I have a great life. And the years that I've won the championship, I can't say that life was always as balanced out as it is today, even though we're not winning championships as often.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, and part of having a good life is making sure that you and your family are always medically sound, and what you're promoting here today is that. Let me repeat the website. It's Sounds of Pertussis. I'm going to spell that, PERTUSSIS.com. You can go to the Facebook app called Breathing Room and Grandparents Corner and to get all the information from there. Are you excited about the racing year coming up?
Well, I'm kind of excited about Christmas and New Year's since their season just ended. It's a long season, 38 weeks long. So I'm always looking forward to the new season when January comes around. But December, I'm usually looking more forward to spending some downtime with the family.
Yeah, you're the family guy, I'll tell you that. I mean, NASCAR is such an interesting situation because you start with one of the biggest races of all in February, and then the season is like 10 months long almost, it seems like, 9 or 10 months. I mean, it's just, there's nothing like
it.
It
is very long.
Nothing like it.
38 weeks. It's pretty grueling. And,
But
yet I love it. You know, I wouldn't want it any other way.
Right.
You know, I think we have a nice little off season, and then we're ready to go back at it. I can't wait to get it all started with the Daytona 500.
Great. Well, thanks for entertaining us, and thanks for the information today. And best to you and your family, and enjoy the holidays, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Ron. I think you nailed it. You know, it's especially during this holiday season, the most important thing is that our children, our family are safe and healthy.
Absolutely. Okay, best to you.
Best to you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'm very excited, Jennifer. You know, we are the same age.
This is Tori here. She's joining us today.
Hello. Were you guys just talking about farting?
We were. I'm so sorry about that.
Amazing. That's a great early morning topic.
Thank you. I take credit for that, too. Well, Ron, he helps me here with this.
We were talking about first dates and how sometimes you have to hold back and it's uncomfortable. I don't know why we were talking about that.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
But anyway. But, you know, people, even if you have flatulence, you should really have great skin.
Well, and you know they're connected. I'm not joking. I think they're connected because they're...
What?
Listen, hear me out.
Right. I will hear you out.
This is my theory. That part of good skin is good nutrition. And part of good nutrition is, at least for me, is food combining. And then you don't have the flatulence.
Wow.
See how I connected those two things for you?
I did.
You're amazing.
Did.
You
That's
should.
Great. But I eat like I eat junk food. I don't know. It's never going to happen to me. I don't know. But I look great. We look a lot alike. And we're the same age, Jennifer. I think this is awesome.
Are you my long lost sister?
I might be.
Oh my goodness.
I was born in July. You're born in December, the same year. So I'm like, this is, you know what? I need
to. It can happen.
It does. I need to get on your program here to continue to maintain this look.
All right. So how to, flatulence aside.
I can already do the maniac dance, so I'm already halfway there.
Wasn't that the name of the movie you did, flatulence?
Any water in your regime, or is it all like soda?
Oh, I know. I need to drink more water. I know that. If it's Fiji water, I can drink it. Otherwise, I'm not really down with it.
Really? Why?
Something about the taste.
What's special about Fiji water?
It doesn't have that, like, Dejani. You can taste chlorine somewhere in there. Some waters, you can taste
it. It's just the name. It's psychological.
I'm very sensitive.
You know what? Throw some chlorophyll in there.
Chlorophyll?
I mean, I know it looks weird because it turns it green.
Okay.
But I think the chlorophyll could be really helpful.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm just going to say that. I'm going on the record. Chlorophyll.
Excellent.
Wow.
I don't know if it'll cure the flatulence, but it'll might help.
Nothing will cure my flatulence. But, you know, I'm proud of it. I've owned it now.
I kind of enjoy it, to be honest with you. Not yours.
Oh, you wouldn't.
Not
enjoy
yours.
It at all.
No.
Not one bit.
No, it's a personal thing. All right. Let's talk about skin here.
Okay.
All right. Does something happen to the skin after a certain age? Obviously, it does. What goes on at a certain age as far as deterioration is concerned?
Well, I think for some people, you know, the skin starts to lose its moisture, and you know, it's not as juicy as it used to be.
All right.
Probably because there's a dip in hormones. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. So, how do I keep it juicy, as you say?
How do you keep it juicy? Well, I think it's sleep and nutrition.
Yeah.
And, you know, having a good skincare regimen is helpful.
All right. Okay. So now, what is exfoliating? What does that do?
Oh, you take off all the dead layers of skin, all the dead skin cells, and get rid of them so that the new stuff can come up.
All right. Is there a health benefit to taking care of your skin?
Well, going back to flatulence, skin is the largest excretory organ of the body.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that the skin is clean and that it can breathe.
All right. So what are some tips in order to keep your skin youthful?
Well, I think staying out of the sun is really helpful. I think moisturizing is really, you know, pretty key.
All right.
At least for me, anyway.
Okay. All right.
What do you use for moisturizer, Jennifer?
What I use for moisturizer?
Yeah.
I've recently started representing a line called Everdeep.
Ooh, okay.
Which one of the things that I really like about Everdeep, besides the fact that it actually works, is that they don't use parabens or phthalates in their formulas. And parabens are a class of chemicals that a lot of skincare companies use them as a preservative, but they've also been linked to breast cancer and are classified as reproductive toxins, as are phthalates.
Okay.
So that's not something you really want to put on your skin. And the Everdeep line doesn't use them, so that's pretty exciting. Mm-hmm. And they've been giving part of their proceeds to Alexandra Cousteau's Blue Legacy Foundation to preserve the ocean. And
ooh,
I think
that.
The connection there is that the unique ingredient in the line, the active ingredient in the line, is a complex called algosome, which is based on algae.
Ooh.
And they use all the fatty acids and amino acids and antioxidants and vitamins from the algae, and they put it into the skincare line.
Okay.
I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you a vegetarian or anything like that?
I eat a predominantly plant-based diet, but boy, when I want a hamburger, I give myself a hamburger.
There you go.
Good for you.
Me too.
It's a nice way of living.
It is. It is.
You're
great.
Conscious and you do the right thing, and then if you want something, yeah, I'll have it.
You know what? Yeah. Then that can be a raging carnivore, but it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. So let me just shift to your career because, you know, obviously everybody's been following it. For Flashdance was the big thing, right? I mean, you're still probably getting that.
Well, I think, you know what's interesting? I get it mostly from journalists. I think Flashdance was the first big thing, but more people come up to me about...
The L Word?
The L Word or Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Claudia loved it.
Yeah,
great.
It was fun. It was such a great film. A great film to be a part of, and working with Gary Oldman and Denzel Washington was such a treat. It was really, really fun.
Oh, great.
Mila Kunis was great. We had a fantastic time on set.
That is a great movie.
What are you working on next?
I start shooting a film this summer called Manhattan Nocturne with Adrian Brody and Campbell Scott, and I'm producing a one-hour drama for HBO along with Lauren Shuler Donner and Oren Moverman.
So cool.
That is great. Adrian Brody. Oh, you play his wife, right?
Yes, I do.
I read it right up on that. Oh, jealous.
Yeah, it's such a great script. I'm really, really excited about it. And I've also been really involved with lobbying for stronger toxic chemical controls. And to that end, I've reissued this book that I did on the L Word, where I had interviewed cast members and used the photographs that I had taken during the time of making the show. And the book is for sale at lwordbook.com, and the proceeds of the book go to Mount Sinai Children's Environmental Health Center.
Oh, well, you're doing great things.
Yeah.
I had no idea, Jennifer.
You're a good person. See, you're a person who uses her celebrity for good things as opposed to...
And why not?
Yeah, not.
That's sweet. And yet I can still talk about flatulence.
You can't see flatulence. Yeah. This is how we're going to have connection, Jennifer, always. I was the woman that brought up flatulence on the radio with you.
It's a great thing to be
And we're the same age. We're 5 months apart. I mean, the last dance, I was like, your age, watching you do that. I'm like, that could be me, except, you know, I'm married with children now. Hmm. But, you know, I could.
Okay. You could still do it.
You know, maybe
never
I did
say
it on
never.
The table. Never say never. And, you know, My Bodyguard was actually your first role, correct?
Yes,
and
it
that's
was.
A great movie. That's
Thank
a really
you. I had fun
movie.
Doing it.
I would find it freaky that someone knows that much about you, but that's just me.
There's this little thing called the internet.
Yeah, and
everybody
I love movies
everything
too.
About everybody.
I love movies.
Like
I'm a big movie buff.
That's why I don't like the internet. It's just it's too much. It's just too much. No, there's no privacy involved anymore. It's no good.
And then there's the cloud.
the cloud.
And all the information is hovering over us.
Cloud of flatulence.
So common.
All right. How can we get more information?
The book is at lwordbook.com. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn more about the Everdeep line, it's at everdeep.com.
Everybody great. Sounds great.
Speaking of the internet.
Hey, you've been fun to talk to. I've had a good time.
Me too. I'm excited.
Me
I'm
too.
Still floating here. I'm thrilled. This is great.
Jennifer, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Bye-bye.
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 Let others say that water is just water.
Aquamira.
Each bottle of Aquamira, all-natural, artisanal, gourmet lifestyle water,
Aquamira.
Contains only the finest, hand-selected waters, gently and sustainably culled from free-range, certified glacial streams in fair trade countries.
Aquamira.
Skillfully aged in stainless steel, cruelty-free tanks, and quintuple filtered according to age-old Nepalese watersmithing techniques. Each non-GMO serving of Aquamira all-natural artisanal gourmet lifestyle water is allergen-free, safe for use on pets, and contains zero trans fats.
Aquamira.
Yes, let others say that water is just water. For the true discerning connoisseur, there is only one. There is only
Aquamira.
Find Aquamira water in handy 42 packs in the beverage section of your local convenience store, liquor store, or gas station. Free bottle with every purchase of a Take This Job and Shove It lottery scratch-off ticket while supplies last. Aquamira all-natural gourmet lifestyle water is bottled by the overarching beverage conglomeration corporation, LLC.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And we'll do part two shortly, someday in the near future. I wish you peace.